Thank you. Amen. Okay, and so a few of you probably know Patty Hill.
Well, they wrote a couple of songs for us, and, well, a few of them. And even Meredith's mother even wrote a song for us, and this is a song that Patty Hill wrote. She wrote the words to it, and Steve and I put the music to it, and this is what came out of it. It's called Train Robbery. Thank you.
Keep on trying, to wait. A life right here now is not easy, but it's worth it for you to go out there and you tell about it. Let me talk.
Thank you. You had a slide to have a microphone put right in front of your face. It's like, you don't see anybody, you just see that thing staring at you. It's like, everything freezes up inside of you. So if you don't hear anything for the next 5 minutes, you know what happened, okay? Seriously, the song I want to share with you is one that I wrote last fall, but it's really appropriate, I suggest, to what Ray Blaze shared today about our standards for different things versus God's standards. And we have to go back to the Bible to look at what God's ideal is. And so this song is based on Philippians 4, verse 8. That's it.
Whatever is true, honest, or just, pure, or lovely, or of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any grace, purpose in your heart to follow me. Lord, I'm sorry I couldn't make it out to remember you today. But Saturday night live was on last night. The morals aren't so lovely, and their language ain't so dim. But they're a laugh, so I'm sure you'll understand. They make me laugh, so I'm sure you'll understand. Whatever is true, honest, or just, pure, or lovely, or of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, purpose in your heart to follow me. I wonder if it's true what she said. I can't believe they would do a thing like that. We've always been so close, and I thought I knew them well. But I guess they changed from what I hear her tell. Yeah, they've really changed from what I hear her tell. Whatever she is true, honest, or just, pure, or lovely, or a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any faith, purpose in your heart to dwell on me. What's wrong with the sky ahead of me? I wish they'd hurry up or let me pass. Can you see I'm in a hurry and I really can't be late? We're in a 55 and it's doing 58. What's wrong with him? He's only doing 58. Whatever is true, honest, or just, pure, or lovely, or good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, purpose in your heart to dwell on me. Are you okay? whatever He is true.
Thank you.
just, yeah, I've been doing a study on the names of God, and it's really a good study to get into, because it draws you so much closer to Him. It tells you so much of His characteristics and His love, and one of the names that our God has is Abba Father, and Abba is a term of intimacy, and with Father added to it, it simply means my daddy. That's what this poem is called. My daddy is my provider, Jehovah Jireh is His name. He is my supplier, all I've asked of Him it came. My daddy is my doctor, physically and spiritually. I call Him Jehovah Rapha, because He healeth me. My daddy is my purity, Jehovah Tefanu I call Him. He cleanses and forgives me when I confess to Him my sin. My daddy is Jehovah Mekadesh. He separates me from this world. He sanctifies me to be holy and acceptable. I'm so glad to be His girl. My daddy is my peace. In this world it's hard to find. But knowing Jehovah Shalom, I have the greatest love, joy, contented mind. My daddy is my shepherd. At times I wandered on unknown ground. But when I cried Jehovah Rohi, I'm no longer lost but found. My daddy is my home. In Him security I find. Jehovah Shammah, I'm never alone. He's there and present all the time. Yes, my daddy is a God of many names, and yet He has so many more. That's how it seems He does so willingly, that I'm so thankful for. For no other daddy could be so loving as my Abba Father is, and I'm so proud and thankful I'm a child of His.
I'm this song, I wrote it from melody when I was sort of backsliding in Christ. You know, I was saved when I was 12, and then I went on for a few years, and then that was it. You know, my friends just didn't understand, so I decided to go along with them. But the Lord was, you know, working with me, and He was giving me songs, and I wrote it, and then I gave my life back to Christ, and He changed the song right around. He changed the lyrics. I mean, it was really pretty. He started saying to me all the time, you know, you should worship me every day, not just when you go to church on Sundays, because I'll go to church and be all built up, and then the whole week I'll start going down and down, and I get back to church around the believers, and they build you back up, and then you start slipping back down. He sort of says, well, worship me every day, and that's what this song's all about. That was a short song, so I'll just do one more instead of a short one. This was one. No, I'm not going to do that. It was another song. It's just giving thanks for everything that we see around us and for the birds, and it's just sort of a thank you song to the Lord. Thank you.
coming with Lord, our every gift. His goodness reigns. For this morning and night, Father, we thank Thee for rest and shelter on the night. Father, we thank Thee for every gift. His goodness reigns. For how thankful for love and friends, for every gift that His goodness sends. Father, heavenly, thank You, thank You, generous Lord. Father, in heaven, we thank You, we thank You, generous Lord, for every gift. His goodness sends. Father, in heaven, we thank You, we thank You, generous Lord. Father, in heaven, we thank You, He's generous, Lord, for every gift. His goodness
Thank you. by our brother Doug in his message yesterday about counting the cost. The song that we have is called Cost on the Cross. It's how the Lord paid the cost for the penalty of our sin. And no matter how bad we feel or how lost we are, we always have to realize that He paid the more higher cost. He gave His life for all, everybody. And this one's called Cost on the Cross.
Thank you. from the greaser era and all that. We've been around in life quite a while now, and though we have our ups and downs continually, well, hopefully they get a little less and less as you go along. The bottom line is that God simply takes care of us, and the bottom line on our part is to appreciate that. For He wants thankfulness. One of the things when the world of Romans chapter 1 got down to its lowest was the fact that eventually it could be said of such folks, neither were they even thankful. Now, it doesn't say even there, but that's the idea. They couldn't even be thankful to God. They just took everything they got for granted. And as I say, being around for a few years of life, we know through experience that, wow, we've been taken care of. And Heavenly Father, we appreciate You.
brother John, the presence of his sister Frances, and brother Tom, and nephew Doug, and I believe several others, and I'm going to ask too, Frances, is Mary here?
Delightful.
And his sister Mary. So we have John's brother and two sisters with us, and we're very grateful and honored that you'd be with us. We intend that this musicale give honor and glory to the Lord, but it's definitely in tribute too of our brother John and his influence and impact here at Camp Lilo Life. So we're so happy to have you with us. And just to indicate that, may we just show how happy we are with you.